Hi. Welcome to Spoken Jays. I'm Jibby.
And I'm not as drunk as Jibby.
Yeah, I'm not drunk.
And I'm Jay.
And he's Jay.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. In case you were wondering, the last show we had Cody over as our special guest. Guess who's back?
Because he never left.
Hi!
Cody!
Hey! I'm still here. It's been 5 minutes since we last saw each other. I mean, weeks.
Yes,
it's been
weeks. Great to be back.
It's been 2 weeks since the last
great
time we were here.
To be back.
Yes. Anyways, so this week's topic is going to be Fear the Walking Dead.
Not to be confused with just The Walking Dead. Yeah,
because
now you're going to fear them.
Yeah, because you weren't scared.
But we should definitely talk
dead.
About The Walking Dead, too.
Well, yeah, because it kind of correlates with the premise of the show. So, anybody who doesn't know Fear the Walking Dead, in case you didn't catch on to it by the name, is...
Oh, hold on, you're jumping.
I'm sorry.
The shark here.
Sorry.
Well,
it doesn't make that much of a sound.
Mine made it. Yeah. Exploded beer everywhere.
Yeah. Well, JB had a pop lid, so...
Yeah, well... Not so skunky beer.
JB's drinking the smoke beer that I smoked, that I drank on the, wow.
Smoke
that
beer.
That and his genuine Paulaner München glass.
Mm-hmm.
Moss glass, what we call that, in the Deutschland.
And you got that from an Oktoberfest, yes?
I did.
It will be on top of my refrigerator for the weeks and months and years to come.
Yes. Okay, so anyway, going back.
We forgot to say Producer Mo was here, too.
Producer Mo's here.
Hi.
She's always here.
She's always here.
I know, but...
Because she's the best.
She is.
And most times we do not get her to say hi, so thank you for saying hi.
Hi!
Yes.
It smells like...
It smells like campfire, right?
No. You
does it smell like Gouda?
It does. Smoke
yes,
Gouda.
Smoke Gouda.
Holy shitballs.
That's what I want. That's what I want in my beer, is my smoked cheese
it
beer.
It smells like smoked cheese. That's amazing.
Oh my God.
And we know how much Mo likes cheese, so...
Can I eat it?
I mean, you could drink it. It's kind of like drinking...
Does it taste like cheese?
No, it does not.
It's very smoky. That's one of the few dark beers when I got to Germany that I just maintained.
It tastes like smoked Gouda.
Yeah. Doesn't it? It's delightful.
That's one of the few dark beers I maintained loving when I moved to Germany. I really
beer.
Got into light beer and...
So good, like, if it's not and then taste it,
oh. It's very good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys should have been able to eat
it's
it.
It's very good.
You guys should have eaten the food at this place, too, that sells
oh,
this
I believe it.
Ralph beer. I mean, the food was... That's another like that's it. Another day.
That's yeah,
another,
that's another day. That's another so we're going to talk about Fear the Walking Dead. So anyway, like I was starting to say before we cracked our beers, are you double-fisting PBR and smoked beer at the same time?
Well, you got to clear the palate, you know? It's skunky and then get in there.
You can't just have straight smoked beer all the time. You need to go back to the basics.
Oh, it's very filling. That is a filling beer.
I did the Das Boot straight up.
I know what you did.
I mean,
but
he did Hell Boot.
Okay. So, anyway.
Half a boot.
I did half a boot. Anyway, so Fear the Walking Dead, obviously, is the spinoff from the Walking Dead series. And from what we read, it's supposed to be kind of at the beginning of the cycle.
Yeah, because you don't have that month where Rick's in a coma.
Right. Well, see, in The Walking Dead...
Now,
I can't remember,
do they ever, like, establish how long he was in a coma?
They really don't.
I can't remember from either the graphic novel or the show.
No.
If they ever put a timeline on it, I mean...
I don't think they really do. I mean, you assume because
we can assume
of
it's a month
Lori's pregnancy and...
Right.
You know, because she's about... 3 months,
and you got the beard
when
he woke up very burly.
So
and
you have a nice month's growth.
Yeah, about a month. So basically, so The Walking Dead, you don't see any of the starting of the epidemic, right? Everything's
producer
all,
Mo being producer Mo grabbing looks like compendium number one.
Yeah, yep, she's grabbing.
Hey,
so in the first book and in the show, you know. Everything's all hunky-dory. Rick goes on a call with Shane.
Shane.
Gets shot. Goes into a coma. I don't know how you go into a coma when you get shot in the stomach, but whatever. So...
Good ass, Nicole.
She could probably tell us.
Pretty much a doctor.
Yeah,
she
could tell us. So he goes into a coma, and when...
It doesn't say.
Okay. Thank you.
Through rigorous research that producer Mo is just...
Of the first three pages.
Yeah, the first three pages. So basically... He wakes up, and the epidemic is already—it's already widespread.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he misses the first wave, which kind of seems probably to be like the make or break situation to begin with.
Which is what we're going to find out in Fear the Walking Dead.
Exactly.
So I'm guessing it's going to be kind of like Shaun of the Dead, but serious.
Yeah, and so reading here, doing my little bit of research. I've only ever seen what they've been advertising. Again, I've been out of it for a little while, being in the Deutschland. But
I don't think they're going to make jokes like "you got red on you," you know, or anything like
that's
that.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, here's my take on it. You have this fresh new series, the East Coast, West Coast thing. So it's taking place in L.A.
Yeah.
And at the point in time where it breaks out, I think they're going to move a lot slower. I have a feeling that you're going to get the first season of the show, I guarantee you, will take place within the time that Rick was in a coma.
And, you know what, I'm thinking they're going to get to play around a lot with the smells. Because, you know, rotting, decaying flesh in Georgia where it's nice and humid and hot is gross.
Yeah.
But in L.A. when it's dry and fucking searing hot, it'd probably be...
Really, well, I wonder if like the speed and like the veracity of the zombies is going to be worse, because now they're obviously not decaying.
Yeah, it's the beginning stage.
It's the very beginning. They have muscle tone. Maybe yeah. I mean, are Ooh. They going to be those terrifying like full sprinting zombies?
Days later.
Yeah, like those fucking guys. Who and I have always said that, God forbid that shit really happens, that zombies that can full out sprint. That's a fucking game changer, folks. Yeah. That is a goddamn game changer.
Melee weapons out the window.
Oh, yeah.
That
fuck
shit
that.
Ain't working.
You're going Zombieland rule number what? One? Cardio.
Yeah, cardio.
Jesse Eisenberg, rule number one, cardio.
That's not going to do you any good if those motherfuckers are sprinting.
Yeah, and they don't get tired.
Yeah. There's the other part of it, too. You're going from an area that was pretty rural, you know, where we meet Rick Grimes,
mm-hmm.
to... Georgia. One of the most populated Georgia. Fucking places on Earth.
Yeah.
You know, well, at least in the United States.
Yeah.
It's heart of L.A., you know, people fucking flock there. And
well, I mean, part of The Walking Dead was in Atlanta, and I mean, that's a pretty highly populous area.
That's a pretty highly populous
area. Atlanta's pretty thick. But if in comparison, yeah, L.A.
And it's
is
also,
definitely...
Yeah. I mean, it was also like a month and a half later.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
So, you know, that's you have true. Outbreaks...
And it'll be nice to have these questions answered. I mean, all these questions that we could just ramble off all night, I'm sure. Like,
yeah, you know, like what happened at the beginning of the outbreak?
Yeah. Where did it come from? Like, who was patient zero?
What is the CDC
like,
doing at the beginning?
Yeah.
Because, like you said before, we're going to have a sneak peek of Dr.
Yeah,
CDC, right?
I was trying to find here, looking up on online, the guy's name, and I'm sure if I wanted to look a little more vigorously.
He's in all kinds of shit.
Yeah, he is, and just find his name. I don't see anything here as far as like one-time cast member or a reoccurring cast member. Things I've heard is that he'll make a little appearance in an episode,
mm-hmm.
and then he'll run off.
Which
and we assume
cool.
that's when he makes it to Atlanta, to the CDC hub,
okay.
and that's where we find him. I think, what, episode 5, 6? I mean, the first season of Walking Dead.
Yeah.
The same with Fear the Walking Dead is only going to be 6 episodes.
Yeah.
They've already been greenlit for a second season of 15 episodes, so that's good.
That's
but,
good.
I mean, you got to imagine with the popularity of The Walking Dead, it was going to happen. I mean, even if it sucks, you know, it's...
I can also say that the cool part about this is going to be, it bridges the gap a little bit. Because really, you've got The Walking Dead that starts in October, and then it goes on hiatus for like a month and a half, and it picks back up in January.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And then you have
goddamn
like
goddamn mid-season finales. I hate them.
8 months of nothing.
I hate mid-season finales.
I hate it. So, Fear the Walking Dead hopefully will be a good filler for the gap between the two.
It starts next week.
It starts
Sunday. Sunday.
Wait. So when we air this episode,
it starts a week ago.
Yeah, it starts a week ago.
Yeah,
it started last week. It was great.
we already
haven't
saw
watched
it
yet, but I mean, we totally saw it.
There were things that happened. It was in L.A.
It had that one guy
things
with
and
the
stuff.
Face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first 3 minutes of the first episode are online, so if you feel inclined to watch the first 3 minutes before you watch the whole episode last week.
you guys are fucking with my head now.
I
just don't know what's going on.
I bought this shirt tomorrow.
I didn't know we were doing 2 episodes tonight. I would have like brought my Walking Dead shirt to wear. Not my Game of Thrones shirt.
Not your
just
Game
throw
of Thrones
on my,
just throw
my,
it on.
Well, I have a great, and you've seen it, my great like mashup Deadpool Walking Dead shirt.
Yeah,
where he's...
The one, he's got the chains,
Stanley,
he's got Stanley and Rob what's-his-nuts.
Yeah.
Love it.
Good shirt.
Oh, yeah. So, no, I think it's going to be really cool. Not much online about the premise of Fear the Walking Dead. It's going to be set in Los Angeles, which we know, with a core cast of characters. Reading here, just the main cast, Madison Clark, a high school guidance counselor, her fiancé, she's got a couple of kids.
Now, her fiancé is the only one that I recognize from anything before.
Yeah, I've seen him in a couple of things. Yeah. He was a pilot in something. Yeah. So
he was a pilot.
He was like a.
So it's Cliff Curtis.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
The brown guy.
Yeah. His name is
Cliff Curtis, or is his real name?
That is his real name. Let me get back. His name in the show is Travis Manawa. Manawa. Manawa.
So they're trying to give him an ethnic name, even though he's got a very white bread name.
Yeah, he's got a white bread name. He looks Indian, but he is actually Maori. He's from New Zealand.
New Zealand.
The guys that do like the Hakka.
Okay.
You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, Maori. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. And yeah, he's been in other things.
Yeah.
Let me see. The main female protagonist, Kim Dickens.
Yeah, this one. I've seen her before.
She's been in a couple of things. She was in Deadwood. Sons of Anarchy fans out there, she was in Sons of Anarchy around season 5, 6. She was the owner of a brothel.
Yeah.
Her and Jax Teller, played by Charlie Hunnam, have a little romp. So she was in that. Right. She's been in a couple of other things.
She's been in some stuff.
Hollow Man. She was in Gone Girl.
That's what I remember her from. Hollow Man with Kevin Bacon's ween.
Oh, yeah, we do get like a thermal swang in Kevin Bacon.
That they totally had to add to.
There was the invisible boob grab.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Oh, yeah, the boob grab. That was a cool one.
Yeah, that was good. That movie was fun.
And the rest of the movie was fun.
Kevin Bacon.
Or squirreling. Okay.
Anyway, we're squirreling.
It smells like campfire in here.
It does.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. So good.
Anybody else notable in the cast, though, or is it just those two?
Seems like those two. I'm going to go down here. So the main cast members, I don't know who this guy is, Frank Dillon.
He's the one that they show in all the promos.
Yeah, he was in a Harry Potter.
He is
Madison's college flunk-out son, so that's Kim Dickens's son, the main female protagonist.
So really we're following a family this time around.
Yeah, it's really like a core group. You have Kim Dickens, her character Madison Clark, and then her boyfriend, Cliff Curtis. And then she's got a couple of kids. Cliff Curtis's character has a kid. So yeah, it's really like a family.
Okay.
Getting together, reading their kind of like their random bios here about what they're all about. Hopefully, I just want to see like a lot of zombie chaos. That's what I'm in the mood for. Like, I love The Walking Dead. I love the graphic novels. I love the show. Sometimes it gets incredibly dramatic, incredibly dry.
It does.
So, I mean, the second half of last season in Walking Dead, well, they're on season 5 now, so season 4, second half after, spoiler alert, not really because it already happened, when the governor takes out Herschel. And then after that, you know, the battle at the prison, obviously in the show, and they all kind of split up and do their own thing, looking for Terminus. I thought that was so boring.
It was very boring.
It was really dry. It was very dramatic.
It was a lot of train track walking.
Yeah, and it was, look at the flowers. So things like that happened, random things that were kind of like, did that just happen? But other than that, it was really boring. So yeah. I hope this is, I want it to be like really action-packed, maybe take a step back on the drama.
Well, I wonder if they're going to fly right into the crazy epidemic part, or if they're going to take a little bit of time to build the story. I mean, is it going to be an hour-long episode, or is it going
to
be half an hour?
They're going to have, I'm sure the initial one's probably going to be longer than an hour.
It's 2 hours.
It's 2 hours.
Is it 2 hours?
Okay.
Is it?
Or is it 90? No, I think it's 90 minutes.
Okay.
Sorry. Make up your mind, Mo.
I'm sorry. Not
cheers, Mo.
Your producer, Mo. You got to tell us.
You had one job, Mo.
One job. I want to see.
90 minutes with commercials on. It's an AMC one.
So it's really
right?
40 minutes worth of show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
But what I really want to see is the initial confusion. Because,
I want to see the characters
reacting to the madness. Because, essentially, you're not going to know that they're fucking zombies.
Right.
Because, I mean, the word zombie mentioned anywhere in The Walking Dead.
No, they're roamers.
They're roamers or walkers or biters or whatever you want to call them. But, you know,
saviors.
And also to find out,
saviors,
you know,
whisperers.
Find out what they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have a whole new group of people and, you know.
Give it a name.
I wonder what they're going to call it.
Yeah, and this one you still have, like, the CDC.
Maybe
still
they're
going to
call it Sprinters.
sprinters.
Well, I mean, yeah, in this one, you're obviously going to have the CDCs around. The federal government's still going to be around. Like, emergency reaction is going to happen.
Yeah.
There's going to be a name to this.
But you're going to see the human pandemonium part.
Yeah. So you're going to, like, is it going to be an all-out crazy, like, it happens out of nowhere, like World War Z, all of a sudden shit's going down, nobody knows what's happening.
Sucked.
Yeah, the book's awesome, obviously, but the show,
book
yeah,
was good.
Yeah. The show was kind of a disappointment.
The two things had nothing in common.
Oh, no.
Anyways.
The name of the guy.
Like, but it's also L.A., so, like, are there going to be riots? Are you going to have people fighting off other people in the very beginning of it?
You know, gang exactly. fights with zombies?
Oh my god. Fucking Crips versus the Blood Drinkers.
Okay.
No, that was good. That was good. He dropped his head, but still, it was good.
The Latin Kings getting in there with the golden black, maybe? You never know. They're in L.A.
Yes.
It could happen.
But I mean, is it just going to be a few random Martes. Cases of like... delusional, psychotic people trying to bite people? Is it going to be like the wave of this
like
shit?
Like in Miami with the dude that bit the other dude's face naked.
Yeah, God bless Florida.
Yeah. Gotta love Florida.
Yeah. Cocaine's a hell of a drug. That was bath salts.
That was bath salts.
Fake cocaine, yeah.
Yeah, fake cocaine.
Real quick while we're touching on this.
All right, let's squirrel off.
Fake cocaine?
We live in Florida.
Yeah, we do.
All right, when was the last time you personally saw somebody get their face chewed off?
It was about 2 years ago. Yeah, it was on the news. I saw it.
Yeah. In person?
Personally.
No.
Oh, in person.
In person.
No. No.
Okay.
Nibbled on my son's nose before. Does that count?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But when was the last time you saw somebody, you know, shoot somebody else directly in front of you? With a real weapon.
With a real weapon?
Yes.
No.
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 I live in...
In Florida? Area. No.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Like, that's the thing. You know, we get so much shit for this, and...
I don't live in Duval, so I've never seen that stuff.
I'm over it. Anyways. Back to the subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody said... No, okay. No. Back to it. Because, you know, you see something happen on the news, you're watching CNN or some shit, and they're talking about this weird thing that happened, and they're like, of course it was in Florida. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you, you pompous ass.
You know what? I was reading through Reddit the other day, and I was scrolling through the news.
That doesn't even count. That was Miami. That doesn't even count.
Yeah, and that's
Miami,
not really
the guy chewed the guy's face.
That's basically Cuba,
North Cuba.
Yeah.
But I was on Reddit the other day, and I was scrolling through, and every time I would see a weird story, I would click on it and just say, please don't be Florida, please don't be Florida, please don't be Florida, and then it would be like, fucking Minnesota. And I'm like, yeah! Victory! Every time. Every time. But I went through like three pages like that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it does happen, because I have the same feeling. Every time I hear them say something weird on, like, major news, and I'm like, oh god, please don't be Florida, please. But then, you know, half the time it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, looking back through the cast here, let's bring us in here. Looking back through the cast here, not a whole lot of other, in my opinion, like major actors, actresses, few guys. I know Elizabeth Rodriguez here from Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
She is. I can show you her picture.
Yeah, that one.
She's okay. In Orange is the New Black. I think she's one of the kitchen working ladies.
Yeah.
Hispanic. I can't remember a character in Orange is the New Black.
No, I can't either.
I know this guy.
You know Ruben Blades?
Blades.
Sorry, Ruben, if you're listening.
Let me see the face. Let me see it. It's upside down. I can't.
I thought it would rotate.
Okay, I've seen that guy before. I've seen him before.
But he's one of my favorite singers.
Oh, is he?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He's a singer.
He is a salsa singer.
He's Panamanian.
And he is, man, Mo is on top of it today.
Wow.
So he's Panamanian. That's
is he
cool.
Gonna, is he going to sing in the show, you think?
I hope so.
Is he gonna
maybe he's going to be like a club singer.
See, when I saw the promos, I got really, really excited when I saw him. I was like, ah!
So, yeah, old Ruben. Say the last name one more time.
Blades.
Ruben Blades. Hope I got it right that time, Ruben. I know you're listening.
Speaking of listening.
Oh, God.
Yesterday, Norman Reedus did a Twitter thing where he was... answering people's tweets.
Oh, nice.
That was hashtag...
Talking about Durrell? Durrell
Dixon?
I was tweeting him trying to get him to come on the show, and unfortunately he did not reply and say yes.
Probably. What a dick.
But he's heard of us now.
He has. Okay. He's seen it on the Twitter.
It's out there.
He scrolled through. He might not have read it, but he's seen the hashtag.
I sent like four or five.
Well, that was good of you.
Yeah.
We tried to get Neil Gaiman the same way, and that didn't work so well.
No. That's a shame.
Yeah.
We're squirreling!
Yep, alright, let's get back. Fear the Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead.
I'm just going to start screaming, Squirrel!
Alright, Sarah.
So we're talking about this, and really, there's nothing out there right now. So
yeah, we don't know much.
It's strictly speculation.
They've really done a good job of keeping it under wraps.
Yeah.
It's a large
part. Up until now.
Just a wish list, basically. You know, all the stuff that we missed out from The Walking Dead because it started where it started.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting thing.
Yeah, I mean, even for those guys who are graphic novel loyalists or whether they're just strictly The Walking Dead show, we can tell them that they're not missing much, even in the graphic novel. I mean, Rick Grimes gets shot and he wakes up in the hospital.
Boom.
An unknown amount of time later.
With a beard.
With a beard, and he's really just, I mean, as anyone would be, out of it, out of his fucking mind, what's going on. And, and there you have The Walking Dead.
And I gotta say,
5 seasons later.
I love that the first episode of Walking Dead is in black and white. Have you not seen it in black and white?
No, I've only ever seen it.
They did the entire first season in black and white.
Did they really?
For a second run, yeah.
I did not know that.
And I think the only color is when he runs into that little girl at the first big gas station that he's trying to get gas.
Outfit thing?
Yeah. I think that's the only color in the entire episode. And it really, like, meshed up with the comic book. You're like, oh, yeah, there you go, black and white, all right. Because, you know, comic book, black and white.
Yeah.
At least the ones that we read. They're all black and white?
They're all black and white.
Because I know a lot of the artwork, like, that they put in the back, the cover artwork and all the different stuff,
the covers are in color.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing, though, because, like, they have asked, Kirkman's been asked before whether or not he plans on ever doing like a color special.
I hope he doesn't.
And he says no every time.
It adds so much more to it being in black and white.
Yeah, it makes it extra creepy.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I learned this week?
Mm.
More on the whole zombie thing. Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead?
Not the original.
The remake.
The one made early 2000 with Ving Rhames.
Yeah. Do you know who directed that?
No.
I have no idea.
Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder?
Do you know who wrote that?
Robert Kirkman.
James Gunn.
Damn.
James Gunn wrote that.
Gunn wrote the screenplay for it. Yeah.
I did not know that.
That's another one of those. That was actually a really good movie.
It was an amazing movie.
Yeah. Well,
that's another one of those times where those are full sprinting zombies.
Yep.
It was terrifying. Also one of those times where it's a really good movie, and looking back now, like, there's a lot that makes sense about what's going on now, because you've got, obviously, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy was done by James Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the new Superman Batman movie by Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's interesting to watch the progress of their careers and to see where they go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, still being loyal to the geek culture, you know, zombie movies, superheroes, they kind of go in the same vein.
Yeah, and, you know, you can tell from that movie that they are George A. Romero fans because they really paid homage to the source material.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
we're squirreling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still an interesting tidbit.
Yeah, it is.
Tidbit
of
information.
Little tidbit. Love it. And we're still on zombies.
Yeah.
We didn't squirrel off too much.
So, what is the deal? No. What do you guys want to see in The Walking Dead Season 6, which will be premiering October 11th?
What is the deal with all these sprinting zombies?
I want to see the tension between
military and civilian. That's what I want to see. That kind of tension.
And The Walking Dead?
In Fear of the Walking Dead.
Oh, no, we're Walking Dead now.
Oh, are we on
Walking Dead? I kind of thought we got as far as we could into Fear of the Walking Dead.
Okay,
so
Walking Dead. I figure it's going to be up on us. Let's
before
drop
you know
the
it.
Fear and just get back into the dead then.
Yeah. Well, because now things have obviously picked up. So, I mean, the end of season 5 was Rick Grimes. You know, they're in Alexandria. I think I don't have to say spoiler alert because it is well far enough past that everyone should know what's going on.
She straight up said, kill him, Rick.
Yeah.
And he did. And then here comes, what's his face?
Comes Morgan. Morgan's back.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to see
not as crazy
between Morgan and Rick.
I do too.
I think Morgan's kind of come to his senses. He's found Jeebus or
he's,
something.
He's found something.
Some kind of inner peace.
It's definitely made him kind of monkish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has a staff and he kicks ass like he kind of did last time.
Carries around an unloaded gun.
Yeah, so. But then we have Rick who is really going to do whatever it takes to protect his group, his new family.
He definitely went off the deep end in this last season.
But did he? Like, I mean, yeah, he lost. Not comic book Rick.
He didn't go comic book Rick off the deep end.
He lost it for 5 minutes in the last episode.
Yeah, the last couple.
Like, seriously, he's cold and calculated throughout the entire season, but then he finally goes off the last.
Yeah, yeah.
But he still waits to get permission to kill the dude.
That's true. He did hold off.
Like, I mean, he's showing a lot more restraint, honestly.
Now I wonder if he's going to get to that point to where he is in the comic book. I don't know how caught up you guys are.
I'm pretty caught up.
I'm pretty fully caught up where he gets to a point. No. I'm not going to go into it for those listeners out there. But Rick gets to a point even to where he spreads to the group where obviously it's no killing. We're not going to lose our humanity. Obviously when a certain someone of a certain group who want to save people.
Who might be showing up in season 6.
I hope so.
That would be...
We talked about it the other night and how difficult that would be to put his character on an AMC show. Because obviously, for those who have read the graphic novel, his name's Negan.
They've been hinting at it with the wolves and the saviors.
Yeah, all that stuff. So in the graphic novel, you obviously have Negan. You have his group. He calls the saviors. Not going to get into plot points, but it's, you know, it's obviously another group that's going to come around. He is
fucked up.
Not only just twisted, demented.
Yeah, fucked up. Woo.
This guy is worse. He is psychotic. He has a mouth on him, which is going to be tough for, you know, a cable show.
Yeah,
it's not HBO or something.
Dang
like that.
It.
Yeah, like, you know, it's fuck this and fuck that and fuck some more with Negan in the graphic novel. So I don't know, and I wonder, are they going to go past that and go right into
what
the people that don't yell? They kind of whisper.
I haven't gone that far.
Okay, Jason hasn't gone that far. But I wonder what's going to happen. These wolves. Obviously, we finally saw it at the end of the last season. Obviously, the big crazy thing we've never seen before is people using zombies trapped in the back of like container cars as a trap, as like a booby trap.
Yeah.
Luring people in, and then they have these zombies marked with the W's on their forehead.
And to me, that really seems like a Negan move, just because I've read.
Yeah.
You know, so there's that.
It would be cool to see him. They did a pretty good job. A different take on the governor for the show as compared to the graphic novel.
He didn't look like Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, he didn't look like a dirty redneck with his handlebar mustache and his long hair.
You know, he was a lot more fucked up in the book. In the books.
Yeah.
But he was a lot more sinister, I thought, in the show.
Because the show made him a lot more. The show made you like him, like at first, like you got like you're thinking, okay, this guy's okay. For those who didn't read, you know, the graphic novel, it's like, oh, here's this guy. He's nice. He's obviously getting things together, and you know, obviously,
but he has this dark side to him too.
Oh yeah, you know? Incredibly dark side with his.
Like, I think even in his first real appearance, where you got to meet him and see what he's doing, it still showed him in the room with the heads.
Yeah, like the end of it. Yeah, mm-hmm. He sits down in his leather chair with a nice drink at the end of the day, and he just sits there and stares at a wall of heads.
Aquarium heads. Yeah,
yeah. And then he's got his daughter, who's a zombie and chained up, and he brushes her hair and stuff.
Fucked up individual. So yeah, that was pretty fucked up. Negan's worse.
Yes, that's what we can tell you.
So,
and then you wonder because you know it's going to happen. Who's going to get it in season 6?
Yeah.
It's going to happen. I mean, what fairly big character...
Will they follow the book? Because that's...
That's a big one.
Pretty big.
That is a big one. The spoiler will not come.
Are we talking issue 100?
Here? I don't know, because we read the volumes.
Yeah, I download them.
Well,
it was
a big thing when it came out. It was issue 100. A certain individual.
Yeah. With a certain...
Don't. Just
item.
Just don't.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
so we can pantomime it. I forget, nobody's watching. They can just hear us. So we can sit here and pantomime the whole thing and talk about it. But no, that is going to be one of those moments where it's like back to Game of Thrones, like the Red Wedding, the Purple Wedding. I want to see reactions. I want to film reactions
because
of people.
When I was reading
but that's also,
episode 100 in the big volume.
That it happens, though. See, the thing about it is, you know, at this point in time, Rick, in the books, Rick had one hand.
Yeah,
well, and we talked about that with Scott Jesse,
baby,
though.
Baby Judith wasn't around.
Yeah.
Baby Judith wasn't around.
But we talked about that with Scott Jesse. Robert Kirkman and Greg Nicotero came out and said we didn't do the one hand thing because it just cost too damn much to edit out his hand every fucking episode.
Yeah.
Because even with Merle, with his one hand thing, his hand was still there. There was no CG going on there.
Yeah, yeah, it was just a big thing they put over it.
He had a thing that looked way too long for someone who lost a hand.
Well, I mean, and later in the comic book, Rix ends up having a hook. So it could be the same thing where they end up throwing on a...
Why would you do this?
We already talked about how he doesn't have a hand.
Well, why are you talking about adding a hook to the hand?
He has a prosthetic hook. It has nothing to do with the plot line. I don't know why you guys are staring at me. All right, fine. It has nothing to do with the plot.
It's a great big plot point.
Yeah.
That is not a big plot point.
Thanks for turning Rick into Aquaman.
Well, it's one of those, like, pincer things. Like,
you know,
No, it's not like a cool hook. It's one of those, like, pincer things.
Oh, it's a lame hook?
Yeah, it's I'm doing the little... I'm doing this gripping, clawing, pincer thing. That can be like, we'll find a picture of that, and that can be the...
Like
the,
Pee-wee Herman and...
that can be the picture for this episode.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Okay. Okay.
Find a prosthetic hand for us, Mo.
And it's very much the old school, so...
Yeah.
We can edit all this out. It has nothing to do with plot points or anything.
This will not be edited out. This will stay in the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
All those spikes is laughter.
Yeah.
Laughter!
So,
And we're reaching the end here. Mm.
So, and just a quick road to where do you want him to go season 6? Just a quick 30 seconds around the horn here.
Just like we've been talking about, I would really love them to pull in Negan and Ezekiel and the Hilltop.
I absolutely agree. I want the Hilltop, the Kingdom, Alexandria, big parts of the graphic novel with huge characters. Ezekiel's an awesome character.
Huge character.
Huge.
Dying.
Yeah, yeah. Then obviously big characters dying. Mm-hmm. Then you have the what would be in the graphic novel between these three communities, the main antagonist, Negan, and the Saviors. I want less drama.
I want to see that alluded to, I really want to see them try to live and abide in an organized colony.
That's what last season was all about. No, Alexandria.
Half of that was them getting there. The other half of that was them fighting as soon as they got there. Yeah. Now they've gotten rid of like the main antagonist that happened there. So I want to see them try to make nice.
Well, you know, you already know they're not going to do that. Because at the end,
of course,
Rick gone batshit crazy. Morgan's there. Morgan is like Rick's polar opposite at this point. Right?
Yeah.
So.
Like I said, try. Try to make
nice. I mean, I definitely want all those things. Jason has opened up another one of his skunky beers from Germany. This is a Weizen beer.
Weizen?
So this is a wheat beer, very much like your Blue Moon or your Shock Top kind of thing. So that is a breakfast beer in Bavaria. Not uncommon to have one of those at 7 in the morning with a Weisswurst and some Pretzen.
Which is sausage and pretzel.
Exactly. Yeah, with a delicious sweet mustard, which is oh so good. But no, I want less drama. That's all I care about in the next. I want action. I want confrontation.
I want them to finally clear up if Daryl is swinging to the other side of the gate or not.
He's not.
I know he's not. Although he's got a nice bike.
I do want to know that Rick is dick deep in the doctor's wife.
Oh, yeah. You know he's going to be. Rick deep.
Rick deep.
Let's see what Michonne's going to do. Like, I mean, we didn't even talk about Michonne.
Yeah.
And her change. You know, she's tried to hang up the sword.
She wants to have a normal life again, which I can't say I blame her for. I mean, the supposed years that they've been on the road, now you don't know.
They never really talk about
time is very fluid on the show, so you have no fucking clue how long they've been out there. You assume it's been a while, because... Lori's had the baby.
Carl's
They've moved from
a
place to place. Carl is like 6 feet.
Coral
is fucking 6 feet tall. You know that they've had crops of vegetables, which take time.
Yeah.
So you know you got to imagine it's been like 2 years at least.
No, more than that.
That's why I said at least.
Yeah.
It's been 6 years, damn it. But
fair enough.
Right.
And so, it sucks that I lost it because I was just perusing on my fancy iPad here.
She's still a
here.
Fucking infant.
She is still
she
an
is.
Infant.
She is. She's not walking.
She's
getting better. You got to think by this next season she's going to be walking around, being a toddler.
Yeah.
You got to think at least 2 years old, which is totally different than the ground.
I don't know. But anyway, like I was saying, I mean, they've been on the road and in different places for years now.
I wonder if they'll give her a helmet to protect her walking head.
Wow. Wow.
I can't even. I can't even.
But no, as far as talking about how long they're going to take the show, and I just saw it on here, and I can't quote it because I can't
find it. I think Kirkman said that he's ending at 8, right?
You know, I got to...
I believe...
I hate that I lost it because I was just trying to read and talk.
No, I believe he said that he has plans to end it at season 8.
Oh, hold on.
I feel like they're going to miss out on so much because, I mean, the graphic novel's still going. I think they just ended at, like, volume 144, episode 144, I think is where I just finished.
Issue
144? Issue 144, and I am... I'm a pirate like JB, so I just pirate things.
Yeah, I know.
I put it on my Kindle.
Why would you say that? This is totally not true.
I'm a dirty pirate, but no, I caught up issue 144 on my long plane ride here from Germany.
Oh, so you could catch up on The Walking Dead, but you couldn't catch up on the last episode on your long plane ride from Germany.
Well, I did not have my phone. Airplane mode. I didn't have the Wi-Fi or any of those things.
Whatever.
But no, I can't find it. God damn it! Maybe if I go back here and prolong, we can edit these awkward silences out.
It doesn't matter.
While they wanted to go. Producer Mo.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to seeing this upcoming season?
I won the wolves.
Okay.
I want an answer to that. I want to see the relationship between Morgan and Rick, because obviously it's different. I don't want to see Negan because of that one character, because I'm really attached to that one character.
Mm-hmm. So she knows who we were talking about. Yeah.
And I think that's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the promos that have been out, like the teaser trailers and all that, look very good.
They do.
But, I mean... We don't know how much of that is actually, like, solid, raw material. Yeah. How much drama, dry, just slow drama is going to be in.
You've got the differences in Glenn and Maggie. They are not the same characters. You have the differences in Carol. Carol should have been dead 3 seasons
episodes ago.
Yeah.
She had a friend, and the friend ate her.
She did have a friend, and the friend ate her.
Yeah.
And she was practicing on the friend... to help birth Judith. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, obviously, that didn't pan out.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how many other things...
Oh, I remember now different. At the prison. She had the friend, yeah.
Yeah, the prison.
Yeah, Carol lost it.
So, you know, I don't see it going the same way. I see it going the same way to an extent. I mean, at this point in time, we should still have Dale, right?
No.
I'm trying to remember, we're talking about from graphic novel, obviously. Not
yeah.
No,
the Dale, show obviously Dale ate it at the farm.
In show,
well, in the show, he obviously show ate he it ate at it the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Comic,
he lost his leg, but then he kept going, and then he lost another leg.
No, it would have been right at the beginning of Alexandria. I mean,
so yeah,
yeah.
I mean, we would be right around that same time.
So technically, we would have lost him at the end of season 5, basically. If they were doing shows.
In the middle of season 5.
In the middle of season 5, yeah.
So things I'm reading here, just quick little snippets on Wiki, because I'm quick to just find the answer. Executive producer David Alpert has said several things about the future of the show and future seasons. And I quote, I happen to love working from source material, specifically because we have a pretty good idea of what season 10 is going to be. He also said... We know where seasons 11 and 12 will be. We have benchmarks and milestones for those seasons if we're lucky enough to get there.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, that...
I mean, as long as
that's crazy.
Strong, you're going to have plenty of...
It's going to keep making money. I mean, why wouldn't you?
I mean,
if the following is still strong, if the shows are still strong, and if AMC is still willing to throw in money to it... I mean, AMC, obviously, they usually hit 5 or 6 seasons and they're done with shows.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also...
Mad Men went 7, Breaking Bad went 5.
But that was the plan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you had that big the plan from day one. He only wanted to do 5 seasons. So, this is a different monster altogether. And
nice term. Well, but, I mean, because Robert Kirkman is still writing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's writing a bunch of different stuff. I mean, he's got Outcast going on now, too.
He's done Invincible. He's done...
Not to mention all the Science Walking Dead dog. Books, He's... not graphic novels, but the written literature. I mean, The Road to Woodbury, The Rise of the Governor, Yeah, I downloaded a few. I know I downloaded Descent, which was his newest written work, I think.
So you have all these other projects that he's working on, but he's still very much focused and very much involved in the show.
Yep.
And I'm excited to see where it goes.
I am.
And I don't see it ending anytime soon.
Nope.
So. With all the source material that you have, I mean, the comic book, which, like you said, keeps coming.
Yeah, and the fact that now you have Greg Nicotero, who's the, you know, the head special effects guy.
Yeah.
Who's been the head special effects guy on many zombie things, and many other things, but many zombie things, is now directing episodes. He started directing at the end of season 4, I think.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, they got all these people that are involved in the show doing things other than what they're normally involved with in the show. So, I mean, it could keep going for ever, as long as Robert Kirkman is still writing.
Even if he stops.
And I mean, the same that same week that season 6 comes out, we're going to have The Walking Dead Compendium 3 come out, October 13th. Mm-hmm. Compendium number 3. It's going to be collects 97 through the current 144.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to have to get my hands on that.
So that's a big one. That's a big one. Yeah, right now it's at 144. Which is what I finished up with.
And I have book 11 at my house right now, so that means I need to get my hands on book 12.
Okay, and we have a... you said Invasion. That was actually Robert Kirkman's newest one, right after Descent. They were actually written around the same time. No, excuse me, 2014, then 2015. Hmm. So I have Descent. I have not gotten my hands on Invasion yet for my Kindle. But I do have the Fall of the Governor Part 1 and 2, The Road to Woodbury, and Rise of the Governor. Well, the iPad Sarah's my Kindle. It's the one I got when I went off to the Army.
Yeah,
it's the same one.
Same one.
But I've learned how to pirate.
We all threw in for that.
I've learned how to pirate things and convert them to put it on there. So,
all right. So real quick, a good wrap up. Favorite character moving into season 6?
My favorite character is always going to be Rick.
Boring.
I love Rick. No.
I love Michonne.
Michonne.
And Vera.
That's Sarah's favorite. She loves Michonne. I like Coral. No, just kidding. You suck, Carl.
I hope your eye gets blown out.
I hope your eye.
No, but he's getting a little better. Like now you can kind of stand him.
No.
A little.
I mean, I don't want to say he's my favorite, but going into this season, he's who intrigues me the most is Morgan. Yeah. I want to know what Morgan's going to get into. So, I mean, obviously, Daryl is everybody's favorite. Everybody loves Daryl Dixon, played by Norman Reedus, who incidentally was an incidental character. He was not supposed to make it the long haul.
Not supposed to.
He was obviously not in the graphic novel, but, you know, people love him. And his character progression has really been cool. So I want to see what happens with him. Now he's out recruiting with Aaron. And we're going to see which side of the fence old Daryl swings to.
And what about you, Boss Hog?
You know, for me, I am really looking forward to seeing what happens with Carol.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Carol.
I want another batch of her cookies.
I do, too. She's going to make some cookies and have the kids look at the flowers.
Nah.
Because she's the most fucked up character on the fucking show.
She is.
Yeah, and I even absolutely beyond love that.
Yeah, she is pretty fucked up.
More power to Carol.
Yep.
And with that wraps up this episode of Spoken Jays. Thank you, George A. Romero.
Yes.
Thank you, Robert Kirkman.
Yeah. Thank you, Greg Nicotero.
Thank you, Greg Nicotero. Yeah, all the great zombie writers out there. So, on behalf of the Spoken Jays, I am JB.
And I'm Jay.
I'm Cody.
Me.
And
Producer Mo.
Yeah.
So, in honor of this momentous occasion, we're going to play out with something that fits.
Something that fits.
Thank you for joining us in our little universe. Have a good one.
Because we're done that way. Doodle doodle do. Doodle doodle do. Yeah. desire.